Shoulder the Sky, 1915. A novel of World War I by Anne Perry. To my stepfather, Major W.A.B. Bill Perry, one of the last officers to leave the beaches of Dunkirk, June 1940. If here today the cloud of thunder lowers, tomorrow it will hie on far behests. The flesh will grieve on other bones than ours, soon, and the soul will mourn in other breasts. The troubles of our proud and angry dust are from eternity and shall not fail. Bear them we can, and if we can, we must. Shoulder the sky, my lad, and drink your ale. A. E. Houseman. Chapter 1. It was shortly after 3 in the afternoon. Joseph Reevely was half asleep in the April sun, his back to the pale clay wall of the trench, when he heard the angry voices. "They be my boots, Tucky Nun, and you know that well as I do. Yours be over there, with holes in them." It was Plugger Arnold, a seasoned soldier of 20, big-boned, a son of the village blacksmith. He had been in Flanders since the outbreak of war in August. Although he was angry, he kept his voice low. He knew it carried in the afternoon stillness, when the men snatched the 3 or 4 hours of sleep they could. The German trenches were only 70 yards away across this stretch of the Ypres salient. Anyone foolish enough to reach a hand up above the parapet would be likely to get it shot. The snipers seldom needed a second chance. Added to which, getting yourself injured on purpose was a court...